Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow. Let me just tell you guys something. I did a show yesterday, and I had a very, very personal and touching moment on air, which we're actually going to put in our newsletter and let everybody listen to it. And the reason that it was very touching for me is because I was reminded why I do what I do, and all of us here do what we do. And it's no coincidence, I think, at all, that today's show is with a very dear friend of mine, an amazing individual, someone who has, you know, been at the top of what I like to say, the top of the vibration of changing the planet. He has done this from the very first day I met him with a one-hour radio show. And that became sort of the platform, the turning point, the tipping point, whatever you want to call it, for a whole lot more that was meant to come. I'm talking about my friend, my buddy, Steve Maraboli. You know, when I think about someone that is, not just a phenomenal coach, but this is somebody that believes in giving back to the world. Now, I will tell you this. This is not just a whole bunch of lip. You know, Steve's company, A Better Today, creates and delivers education empowerment programs at the U.S. and over 46 countries. His radio program, Empowered Living, has been heard by millions across the globe. And not only that, Steve and I have taken this journey in a very interesting and juicy way. He has been my coach at different points in time when I certainly needed a boost. I certainly needed some help. And along the way, you know, his books, his work, and his message stands high above and soars just like an eagle. There's one thing that I shared yesterday in what was a very touching moment for me on air. And that was that when we forget, all of us, not just Steve and me and doing this radio show, but when we forget to lead with an open heart, we are clearly not stepping in to the amazing genius that we were meant to be. When we do open our hearts and lead with that and take actions with that, you get the work of somebody like Steve Maraboli. That's what he does. That's who he is. And he doesn't, not for one moment, waffle, get weak, change his mind. It's always about stepping out and doing more. Today, Steve and I are here to talk about the art of lasting relationships. Lots of them, all different kinds. Steve, it is so good to have you back again, my friend.
You know, it's always an honor to be on your show, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much. And thank you for the inspiration and mentorship that you've shown me. You know, you were podcasting's a big thing now, but you were doing it before it was the popular thing to do. People probably thought you were crazy. And I came along after you had done a whole bunch of shows and we connected because, as you said, I always like to surround myself with the best and no matter what I do. And I was new in the radio industry, and I said, somebody point me out to the best in this industry, and all fingers pointed at you, and I'm so glad that we connected, and you helped me so much. I had a million different radio show models that people were showing me, and 2 seconds into a conversation with you, you were kind enough to give me a couple of minutes of your time, and 2 seconds into it, you said, Steve, just be yourself. There are no models for being you. Just be yourself. And I've done that, and my show continues to grow based on your brilliant advice. And what you just said is so true. You know, we endeavor, everyone has that calling within. Everyone has that something that they feel they need to do. And what you just said really struck with me, because it really is leading with your heart and what you feel on the inside. If you're not expressing it on the outside, if your life isn't reflecting what it is at your heart, if your life isn't reflecting the song your heart is singing to you, then you're going to end up frustrated. You're going to end up depressed. You're going to end up feeling unaligned. You're going to end up buying all the books in the self-help section of the bookstore. You're going to end up doing that simply because you don't have the vision or the courage or the environment. You're not surrounded by the right people to be yourself. You are beautiful beyond measure, powerful beyond measure. And I think one of the greatest things we could do, Dr. Pat, is learn at the youngest age possible to be unapologetically ourselves. That's what we're designed to do, and I'm so glad that you help so many people do that. And that's really what it is.
Well, I this is why I love this, because today we're talking about the art of lasting relationships. We're not just talking about love and sex and intimacy, although I think we will.
Sure.
But we're talking about relationships. And isn't it so really cool, Steve, to meet someone, right? Like you and I met in 2003, I think it was, to meet someone and just have this instantaneous, amazing connection that you have and want to support each other. You know the word collaboration?
Right.
I have changed that word. It is called collaboration, because it is so cool to be working together. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, you, should I call you Dr. Steve now?
No, you don't have to call me Dr. Steve.
I would love to call you Dr. Steve. It's that is amazing. You know, look it. I want to ask you a question. You're my inspiration, and actually, I need to talk to you offline so you can give me a big fat kick in the butt. You are an international best-selling author. Life, the Truth, and Being Free, The Power of One. You have a hit radio show. You know, you are somebody that is out in the business world. You coach, you speak. You know, you are a philanthropist. You're out there in the world. What in the heck keeps you, not just keeps you going, Steve? That's not what I want to ask you, because anybody can keep going. You know, when I was homeless, I was keeping myself going, right? But what is it about you and your commitment to life that has kept you accelerating? What is it? What is it about the Steve Maraboli vision that makes you better today than you were yesterday?
Well, it's interesting. What makes me strive for the best version of myself every day is I don't lie to myself. We're talking about relationships today. And folks, I want you to put down what you're doing. I want you to pay attention. You're in for a treat today, because we're going to talk about the real deal. Talk about relationships. And at every moment, Dr. Pat, I have gotten rid of the delusion, the lies, that today's the same crap, different day. I don't tell myself that poison. I don't tell myself, why isn't that person being honest with me? Why aren't they being true to me? Why aren't they being compassionate with me? Why aren't they being faithful and loyal to me? I've gotten rid of all those delusions, and I realize that I am the point of origin for everything in my life. I set the standard. I am more than just the dreamer. I am the one who brings that dream to reality with my actions. I am more than just intent. I am action. I am more than just someone who can hope. I am someone who could bring things into life. And I realize that every single day, by truth, not by any philosophical or spiritual ideology, by truth, every single day is brand new. Every single day. I could have been a slacker yesterday. I could have been a liar yesterday. I could have been a horrible student, a horrible son, a horrible brother. You could be a questionable coworker, whatever it is. All of that is dead today, if you allow it to be. So, Dr. Pat, I wake up in the morning, and it sounds cheesy. I wake up in the morning with the hypothesis that today could be the best day of my life. I wake up with the hypothesis that I get to change and move towards whatever it is, whatever goal or intent I have. I wake up with the hypothesis that today is brand new and powerful beyond measure, and then I get to exhaust myself during the day proving that hypothesis correct. And that's why at the end of the day, I have a funeral for my day. Even if it's for the 5 seconds from when I sit down on the bed to I lay down, or maybe sometimes it's 10 minutes or whatever, I think about my day, the good, the bad, I'm grateful, and I go to sleep. And the next day, guess what? It's a brand new day. I have gotten rid of that poisonous delusion that the same crap, different day. You have unlimited choices every single day. Those choices either poison you or nourish you. They either bring you closer to your dreams or further from your dreams. I've stopped pointing fingers anywhere else, and I've realized I'm the point of origin. I'm going to be unapologetically me. Either you're with me or out me. Lead, follow, get out of the way. If you're in front of me, I will run your ass over. I'm here for a purpose. I'm going to sing the song God put in my heart, and nothing's going to shut me up. That's how I do it.
And, you know, this is really what I love about having a conversation with you. Because you and I mean, we have gone down some pretty bumpy roads along the way. Sure. And I don't know about you, but building relationships and making them last has not always been my strong suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's never going to be. It's never going to be. Relationships are challenging because we've been conditioned to think that it's the other person. You set the standard for your relationship. You're the one choosing. And one of the most difficult things to come to the realization to, Dr. Pat, is that some people just don't fit. Even if you want them to, even if they used to, you have to come to painful realizations that people who were a part of your past may not be a part of your present, may not be a part of your history. You have to learn, as a person who wants to be engaged in this evolving world, you have to learn and come to terms with the fact, the sometimes painful but often beautiful fact, that you should not let your history interfere with your destiny. That there are some places you just don't fit anymore. You know that I was invited to speak at at my local elementary school, Dr. Patton. This is an elementary school that I attended. And so, you know, this was a school that, you know, K through 5, I learned how to read, I learned how to share, I learned how to write, I learned my alphabet. This school was vital to the nourishment of my mind and my body in many ways. I came from a home that they didn't speak English, so I learned English in school. I mean, it was a vital place, so I'm invited to the same school, and other speakers were invited as well, and I got to sit and listen to other speakers, and I was sitting in these desks are so small. And
yeah.
my knees were hitting the desk, and the chairs were kind of low, so my knees were up high, and it was hurting. The chairs were really hard, so it was hurting my butt, it was hurting my knees, and I thought to myself, isn't this interesting? It's not that there's anything wrong for this, because there are other kids in this school every day and they're doing fine. The only difference is me. I don't fit here anymore. There's nothing wrong with this chair. I just don't fit here anymore. There's nothing wrong with this desk. I just don't fit here anymore. The purpose it served for me is gone. And unless I realize that sometimes in life, things and people and situations serve a purpose for a while, but the reason it hurts you now, the reason it's uncomfortable now, is that you simply don't fit anymore. This is what we have to look at when we talk about relationships, professional, personal, intimate. These are things that we need to come to realizations about.
I love this. Steve Maraboli is in the house. We're talking about the art of lasting relationships. Is there someone in your life that I wish we could get along better. You know, what is it about the relationship you're in, whether you're married or not? You know, when you think about, you know, some of the aspects, do you think about your differences or do you think about your similarities? What happens when conflict does arise? Steve Maraboli joining me here today. When we come back, we're going to take on these conversations, but there's something key to all of it. And Steve will take us to that place so that all of us understand how absolutely blessed we are. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Steve Maraboli.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Steve Maraboli joining me here today. You know what? Look it. Let's talk about relationships, Steve, from from an everyday perspective. Everyone out here that's listening to the show, those of you that are working in corporations or even small, but it doesn't matter where you're working. I used to sell hot dogs for a living. There was a relationship that I had, you know, with my boss, with my clients. You know, Steve, I want to ask you about this because this for me is fundamental about what's going on. We all talk about how the macro and the micro work together, right? We talk about the consciousness of the government, of countries, of organizations, and how leadership sets the tone in a lot of places, right? So let's talk about one of the greatest betrayals that we've had in this country. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
The repeal of the contract between employer and employee. Repeal of the psychological contract between employer and employee. Now, what do I mean by that? Here's the deal, and you know this, Steve, and I know this because we work with corporations. One day, all of a sudden, you woke up after 30 years, 20 years of employment, and your organization no longer felt the need to either give you a pension or give you benefits. And the reason I bring this up is because so often, Steve, we're spending a lot of time in the minutiae, but we are not holding a higher order of people accountable for the trend. Let's talk about what happens, Steve, when we break promises to each other, to our employees, to, you know, our government, to its citizens, even those promises that are not necessarily explicit but implied. Isn't that the showstopper?
It's the showstopper, and I'll tell you, I'm going to take it a little bit deeper.
Take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it a little bit deeper than what you said. Now, you make a great point that yes, that understood contract between an employer and the employee has been broken. But long before that, the contract between a corporation and its customers was broken.
Oh.
So we ended up. And this is how the cycle works. So you end up, the corporations used to service. When I was young, it was about service and hello, how are you? How can I help you? You call somebody and a human being answers, how can I help you? And today it's not. It's press number one and press number six and I didn't understand and I'm sorry, can you repeat that? And it's 20 buttons and 20 words before you talk to a human being who is completely disinterested in what you have to say by the time you get to them. Customer service died a long time ago. Companies stopped being thankful that you were shopping with them or frequenting their stores. They became disconnected from its customers. That means that they became disconnected from the humanity of the transaction, the psychological and human interaction and transaction that was more than just about money. It was more than just about numbers. It was more than just about email addresses and likes and follows. It was about more than that, but it became about less. That human connection was disconnected with the customers, and then it evolved into disconnecting from the employees. And that's how that happened. But folks, before we point to the corporation, there is a previous step that has allowed all kinds of these same cycles to happen, and that is the relationship you have with yourself.
Yes,
because
that's it.
Long before the corporation stopped respecting you, long before the corporation stopped being committed and sticking to their promises to you or the customers, long before that, you were breaking promises to yourself. You were breaking commitment to yourself. You were allowing yourself to be mistreated. You were allowing yourself to be devalued. You were allowing your own morals to be diluted. You were allowing this. And what I've learned in my life, Dr. Pat, is that any relationship, a relationship in business, a relationship that is a personal, intimate relationship, a relationship with my friends, all of that comes from me. It doesn't seem like it because it seems like this jerk is the one who's mistreating me. It seems like this one is the one who's lying to me, and it seems like this one can't keep a promise to me. And it seems that it's coming from the outside, but the reality of it is in this beautifully orchestrated universe, this orchestration of molecules and atoms that come together to create beautiful people like Dr. Pat Basile, that the truth is that you are the point of origin for everything. You experience life as you live it. In other words, if I'm talking down to myself, I can only create an environment in which other people do the same. I'm setting the standard. When I break a promise to myself, it is ridiculous to expect someone else to keep their promise to me. This world is a molecular world. We have physics that guard and have laws in this world. And what happens, Dr. Pat, is we're actually birthing our relationships. Now imagine you have an African-American couple. You have a black chick, black dude. They get married and they have a kid the conventional way. What's the chances that a Chinese kid is going to be born? None, and it's ridiculous. Now you have a Chinese couple, you have a Chinese dude, a Chinese chick, they get together and they have a baby the conventional way. What's the chances that a black kid comes out? None, and it's ridiculous and comical to believe that they can birth something that they are not. Well, guess what, folks? You birth your relationships. You birth your businesses. You birth these things. So if you are not keeping promises to yourself, if you are not loving yourself, if you are not forgiving yourself, or if you are not compassionate to yourself, it is impossible, not only not likely, not only frustrating, but impossible to have a relationship in which those things exist when they don't exist within you. It is just as impossible as one of those couples having a baby that isn't theirs. It is just as impossible. That is a law of physics. You can wrap all the spirituality you want around it, but that is the truth of our human experience.
Absolutely. Amen, Steve. I mean, I'll tell you about that. You know, we had to figure out where the ball was going to stop rolling. You know, we had to figure out at some level, as my dad used to say, the buck stops here.
Right.
But usually we're pointing to somebody else around that. You know, it's like we got our finger pointed at somebody else. Yeah. I love what you said. I love what you said, because this has become sort of the bottom line that nobody really wants to talk about. You know, it is this idea that every one of us play a part. You're right.
Yeah.
You go to work. I go to work. Everybody listening to this goes to corporations. They go to work. Here's the question that I love. This is so perfect for us today. How many times have each of you, Steve, you and I've been here, how many times have each of you wanted to say something to your boss, to your spouse, to your significant other, to your government, to your church, to your best friend, to your children? How many times have you wanted to say something authentically from the heart and have not been able to open your mouth and get your words out? Now tell me about that, the king of empowerment. How empowering is that, Dr. Empowerment?
It's a complete travesty. Folks, I need you to listen. It is a complete travesty that we often dilute ourselves for the sake of the people around us. If you find yourself diluting your mind, your words, your thoughts, your creativity, it is because you have created and built a poisonous environment for yourself. It may not seem poisonous, just like that elementary school didn't seem poisonous, but my ass was killing me. My knees were killing me. It wasn't a good environment. I didn't fit in it anymore. It was something that I used to fit in. You know, Dr. Pat, I always found so interesting. My mom was sick. And I would take, she had these incredible painkillers, and I would read the bottle, and the bottle said, you know, had all these warnings on it that were saying, hey, don't use after your prescription's up. If you get addicted to this, call the poison hotline, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because when she's in pain, these pills are incredible. They are just what she needs to help her heal, to get better. It's what she needs to not feel the pain anymore. But if she takes it past when she needs it, if the time passes that her need for this pill are no longer and she still takes this pill, the same pills that helped her feel better actually become the poison that makes her sick. And I thought, holy cow, Dr. Pat, I have people like that in my life. I have people that they've served a purpose. They helped me feel better when I wasn't feeling well, but my taking of these people still is actually what's making me ill. They are reminding me that I was sick. They are reminding me that I was young. They were reminding me daily the pain I'm feeling is a reminder that I no longer fit with them, and I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them, just in the same way that I'm not mad at cigarettes. I'm not angry at cigarettes, Dr. Pat. I don't care that cigarettes exist. I don't care that cigarettes have advertisements. I'm indifferent to the fact that they exist. But I personally don't smoke them because they'll kill me. And there are people like that. I'm not mad that you exist. I'm sure that you're good for someone else. You may heal someone else, but at this point, you are killing me. And if I can't be me, if I can't speak the way I want to speak, if I can't share the way I want to share, if I can't love the way I want to love, if I can't be romantic, if I can't be adventurous, if I can't be all the things that I am, then you simply don't fit, and please, please go somewhere else, because I don't fit with you anymore.
I love it. Steve Maraboli, when we come back, here's the question. What pill do you have every day that gets to be a bit hard to swallow? What is it? When we come back, we'll talk about that and how that pill is related to some relationship. You will be amazed. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Steve Maraboli joining me here today. Yep. You don't need a little help from those friends. You need a little help from the friends that love you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Steve Maraboli here. But before we jump back in here, you know, to the show, I want Steve, it is so important, if you don't mind, to give people some information about you. I love the website. I love what you're doing. Please let folks know how they can connect with you. Give them some information about your radio show.
Hi, folks. My radio show is called Empowered Living Radio. It's empoweredlivingradio.com. We have over 1,000 hours of great conversations with with great minds, speakers, communicators, some killer seminars on there. It's all available 100% free. The only thing that I ask is that you share it. Website is stevemaraboli.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter's my, I love tweeting articles about everything from neuroscience to health to quotes. I believe in creating a community that shares and empowers. And, so I'm a pretty locatable fellow. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're just about everywhere. So, check it out. And it's a beautiful time to be alive. We are learning so much about ourselves. And for me, most importantly, we're unlearning so much. We're getting past some of the conditioned, thoughts that the marketing system has given us for years. And we're seeing some true pioneers in, I don't even want to call it self-help. I'm a true pioneers in this human experience. Folks like Dr. Pat Basile. So yeah, check out the stuff, empoweredlivingradio.com.
I love it. Steve. Look, before the break, I said, all right, any of us have a pill out there that we really find hard to swallow? I got to tell you, I've had a few in my day. I had the opportunity, Steve, I want you to comment on this. I had the opportunity a bunch of years ago, well, not really that long ago, but I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people and to do a study, to put a study together, because I was in search. I was in search for this thing. Why do we break promises? One of the things that showed up in talking to people was the word integrity. And here we are, because integrity is key to relationships, right? Mm. Right, Steve? Yeah.
Sure.
So here's what showed up. It is one of the most used words on the planet, and it is one of the least documented and written about topics in research anywhere. Why? Because it is extremely difficult to define unless you really get to it. So I want to share something with you, and I want to talk about these. I happen to get some information. People said there are five things that refer to integrity. Be accountable for what one says one will do. Be trustworthy. Be fair and just in dealing with others. Show respect and honor the dignity of others, and have a moral and ethical standard. Here's the last thing. This talks to you, Steve, what you said before. Here is a direct quote. You ready, everybody? We don't cut corners. We don't sell seconds. We don't advertise fraudulently. We are going to do everything above board in compliance with rules and regulations. We will treat each other with respect and high regard, and every interaction should be of that nature. Everything and everyone will be treated in the same way. Address issues immediately and truthfully and honestly. Make sure everything is clearly communicated and clearly demonstrated. Now, what do you think that person was smoking, Steve? You got to take a breath, don't we?
You do. And I think that what we come into in this world, when it comes to relationship, when it comes to living, whether it be living with integrity or not, I think that this pill that you're talking about, what is it that challenges us in our lives? What is it that we like to point fingers at? And I think that, first of all, we get this paralysis by analysis. We overanalyze everything. And most of that isn't your fault, folks. There's actually something pretty interesting that happens in your brain. Your brain is a machine. Your brain is a machine that's constantly telling you a story. And if it doesn't know the truth of a story, it'll fill in gaps with a bunch of nonsense. And so what happens is you're bombarded from the second you're born, or the second that you're placed in front of a TV or a radio, a typical commercial TV or radio, as men and specifically as women, because they're the ones that purchase the most, you are bombarded by a marketing system, a marketing strategy, a marketing plan that is 100% designed to make you not fully happy about yourself, to make you feel like you need something, you're missing something, you're not tall enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not pretty enough, your wedding dress isn't cool enough. Walk into a bookstore, go to the magazine section, and see how many magazines say, oh, you're just great the way you are. They don't. Your car's not cool enough. Your shoes aren't cool enough. They're not expensive enough. You don't have enough sex. You have too much sex. This is what your body should look like. You are constantly bombarded by a marketing machine, because you know what, folks? They cannot sell you a life vest unless they first convince you you're drowning. So, Dr. Pat, we are I'm 37 years old. There are people out there who are in their 20s listening. There are teens listening. There are 40s, 50s, and 60s listening. However long that you've been alive and conscious on this world, you have been bombarded by a marketing system that tries to tell you that not only are you not good enough, not only do you need this little tweak here, little tweak here, they teach you and condition you to think that that tweak exists outside of you. And that will be a pill all of us have trouble swallowing. That's why you're blaming so-and-so for treating you in a certain way. You don't like the way they treat you, but you haven't taken a moment to think about the way that you speak to yourself, the way that you criticize yourself, the way that you don't forgive yourself. We think so-and-so, we look at the mirror and blame the reflection instead of realizing that it can only reflect what we are. This universe, folks, I know that you've seen a self-help industry for the past 20 years that's been very spiritual and manifesting, and it's been about you just, all you have to do is ask your intentions. Folks, that is nonsense. That is a piece of the good sense, but it is nonsense. I've never met anyone overweight who didn't intend to be healthier. I've never met anyone struggling with money who didn't intend to be wealthier. That is nonsense. We need to realize that we are the product this universe gives you, not what you ask for with your thoughts, but what you demand with your actions. Just like that mirror, if you say, oh, I hope and pray that I have a hat on my head, and you look at the mirror and there's no hat on your head, you don't get mad at the mirror, you go put a hat on your head because you know that there's no way the mirror will show you with a hat on your head unless you go put it on. That's what this universe does. This universe doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you are. So if you don't have what you don't have, you don't have a meditation issue. You don't have an energy issue. So you've been buying up the books at the self-help bookstore. You've been buying up the books in the spiritual sections, the ones that say, oh, you're in this situation, anywhere from any nonsense because of some karmic retribution or because your energy, you need to pray more and meditate more and the window of abundance will open. Nonsense. Prayer and meditation is fantastic for your state of mind. It is fantastic for establishing clear intents, but none of it can happen unless you get off your ass and go do it. And that is a fact. That is the way. You don't have, you're not overweight because of a meditation issue, because of an energy issue, because of a prayer issue. You're overweight because you make bad decisions. The only way to make better decisions is to be conscious and make healthy decisions. Maybe you have issues with your money spending. You need to make healthier decisions. Instead of taking 20, 30 minutes a day to meditate about your financial issues, gather up those minutes and get a part-time job, and that will fix your financial issues. That'll help you towards what you do. Folks, we need to take responsibility and realize that we have been duped in so many ways. And in one of those ways is this pill that is the nonsense, that the reason you're experiencing what you're experiencing is anything other than your own choices, your own circumstances, and the only one that can get you out of it is you, because you are beautiful, powerful, and badass beyond measure.
I love that. Steve Maraboli. You know, Steve, one of the things that I think all of us are looking for is this long relationship. You know, every self-help book you ever pick up seems to have the magic bullet. But we forget that it's not the longness of a relationship. It's what you do every day. It's the day-to-day. You know, if you're standing up in front of somebody and you call them a you-know-what, do you think they are going to forget that tomorrow when you say, I'm sorry? I mean, do you really think that that's going to happen? Do you think that if, you know, you're arguing with your loved one and you all of a sudden you dig dirty and you say, I don't love you anymore.
Right.
And do you think the next day they're going to be jumping into bed with you? I don't think so. I don't think so. So when we come back from break, I want to talk about the day to day. What we need to do to nurture relationships. You know, do you think if you're talking to your customer, right, after you finally get to them in the scenario you described, remember that with the telephone, hit this,
sure.
This. I don't know who can do that. You know, if you finally do talk to somebody and you're having a conversation with them, And they say to you, I can't help you. Or they transfer you and the call drops. Do you think the next time you're going to be all happy about that? When we come back, Steve Maraboli, we'll talk about the things that you could do, but more importantly, the things for you not to do. Not to do. There is a not to do list that's easier than the to do list when it comes to relationships. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Steve Maraboli joining me here today. Steve, you know what? We're going to talk about, you know, what happens when you can't swallow the pill, a whole bunch of things. But you know what I love? You and I are having an experience of great customer service right now. Chad comes on. Chad, for those of you out there that are listening, Chad is the beautiful voice that I get to hear every Thursday at 8 a.m. Chad is my Voice America producer, and Steve has been on Voice America. And so, you know, you folks may not know this, but what Chad does to make this a pleasant experience, goes far beyond anything that we can tell you, because anybody that does radio knows that the relationship you have with your producer, the guy that is pushing the buttons, how well he or she knows you, makes an enormous difference, Steve, right? In
Absolutely.
How the show goes. I mean, this isn't a guy that comes on and says, hey, hurry up, shut up. But there are producers that do that. So, I mean, he's an example of the high end of what we're talking about, isn't he?
Well, he is, and the example is perfect. And an example is exactly that. It's an example. It's a description of an action. And when you talked about going into the break about what do we do when we deal with customer service, how do companies change that? How do you change that in your own life when you're building relationships, whether business or personal? This is how you do it, folks. This is how you do it. I have always said, I want to be in a relationship where you telling me you love me is just a ceremonious validation of what you already show me. Now, that can be in a personal relationship. That can be in a professional relationship. Don't tell me, oh, we appreciate your loyalty. Don't tell me it. Show me it. When I call your company, answer the phone. Say, how are you? How's it going? Let me get you to the right department. Thank you, please. The simple manners my mom taught me. Please and thank you, and I appreciate you. Simple things of gratitude. And then when you send me something that says, Mr. Maraboli, we appreciate your loyalty, I'll already know it because you already show it to me. And now, how does your life change? How does your business change when you don't have to tell your customers you appreciate them because you show them every day? You don't have to... It's great. The engineer didn't have to tell you he likes his job. He didn't have to tell you he likes you. He shows you by his courtesy, his consideration, his appreciation. They show you. How does your marriage change when you don't have to tell somebody? Fellas, we're the worst at this. We love to say, I'm sorry. We love to say, I love you. But what if you shut your mouth and you showed I love you? You showed I appreciate you. You showed I find you attractive. You showed I forgive you. How does your marriage change? How does your friendship change? How does your change your relationship with your siblings? How does your relationship play with a complete stranger if you can't just say anything, but instead you show? How does your life change when you speak with your actions? I'll tell you how it changes. All the nonsense, all the BS is thrown away, and you have true, true empowered living. And that's what I'm about. That's what you're about, Dr. Pat. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I appreciate you so much. And I want to make sure, I know you told me to plug my stuff, and I said check out stevemaraboli.com, check out empoweredlivingradio.com. But, folks, you have a blessing in this amazing woman. She's amazing for so many reasons. Make sure you check out the drpatshow.com. She also has an incredible archive available.
Steve, we are going to do this again, my friend. Steve Maraboli, everyone. Thank you, Steve, for joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
And Steve is going to take off. Why? Because he's fully committed to taking this message out, and he's getting ready to do it again. Steve, thank you for all you do. You're amazing. Now, here's what I want to say to everyone in wrapping up. We talked about a lot today. You know, one of the things that I've not talked about, and actually I'm going to be doing more of it. You know, I did an incredible study not too long ago, and it was a very painful study to do. And it asked people about how they felt when promises are kept and promises are broken. And up till recently, I haven't really been able to open up the volumes that I wrote about this. And what I realized is that the timing to let some of this information out is now. The timing is now. And here's what I want to say. I began a minute talking about integrity and how people defined it. Let's talk about this for a minute. Out of five different areas that people commented on to define integrity, 96% of the people surveyed, 96% random surveyed, said that the number one top of the chart indicator of integrity, not the mission statement. It's exactly what Steve said. It's show respect and honor the dignity of others. And that's not something you do with words. That's something you simply do. So today, I would like to invite all of you to do something radical. And what might that look like? Well, here, let's take an example. If you say you're going to do something, go ahead and do it. And do it well. Do it the best that you can. If for some reason you can't do it, item number two, take the time to explain that to the person you made that commitment to. If you make a promise, keep it. And if something doesn't work out with that, then you got to sit down and you got to talk about it honestly. If you just take those simple bullet points, those simple items that I shared with you today, and you write them down on a piece of paper, here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to take these things and for an entire week, just 1 week, see if you can do them every day. Whether that's at work, whether that's with your children, whether that's with the person behind the counter making you that delicious sandwich. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. I want to thank all of my networks who support the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. And I do want to thank Chad, because every Thursday morning, I can count on having somebody call me that's in a great mood, that knows how to push all the right buttons, and that is really responsible for making this show, the show today, hit the airwaves. So remember the people in your life, the people that are like Chad, the people that you may not thank, and take a moment and thank them and stop swallowing that pill. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.